We are getting a lot of polling data today in the presidential race in some key swing states, and it's looking very good for Hillary Clinton. In Florida, she has a 6-point lead in the latest poll over Donald Trump. In Pennsylvania, she's got an 11-point lead over Trump.
And in Michigan, she's carrying a 9-point lead, Jeremy. And in New Hampshire, a new poll by Here and Now contributor WBUR shows Clinton 15 points ahead of Trump. The poll also shows a big advantage for Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan in her bid to unseat Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte. Senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
According to the new poll, Clinton leads Trump 47% to 32% in New Hampshire. When Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein are omitted, Clinton's 15-point lead swells to 17 points. Among the most important reasons Clinton has moved ahead so dramatically in this important swing state following last week's convention is that Democrats are uniting around her. Here's Steve Cozzella, president of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducted the survey.
So after all the hand-wringing about whether Bernie Sanders supporters would end up supporting Hillary Clinton, she's now getting 86% of the Democratic vote. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has slipped a bit among Republicans. He's now getting a bit less than 2/3 of the Republican vote.
Another big factor, the state's many undeclared voters who favor Clinton over Trump by almost 2-1.
Digging underneath that even further, we see independent women is where the biggest margin of all is among groups that are actually in play. So when you add it all together, Clinton's solidified Democrats, Donald Trump has not done the same among Republicans, and independents are starting to swing towards Hillary Clinton.
Post-convention polls can show big swings before settling down. But the WBUR poll suggests a dramatic development in a state where Donald Trump won the primary last February decisively and where Clinton was trounced by her opponent, Bernie Sanders. The survey found that 48% of likely voters say Clinton is fit to be president. 46% say she is not. But with regard to Trump, less than 1/3 say he's qualified to occupy the White House, and more than 60% say he's not. Selena Katz, an elementary school teacher in Keene, New Hampshire, is among that majority.
It would be, I think, disaster to have him as president.
Is your vote for Hillary Clinton or against Donald Trump, or both?
For Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I feel that she's very experienced. She's very knowledgeable, very rational, and because she works with other people in a cooperative manner, that's what we need as our president.
It appears that in New Hampshire, Clinton got a substantially bigger bump from her convention than Trump did from his. The poll found that about the same number of people watched both conventions, but 56% said that Clinton emerged stronger, compared to 39% who said Trump did. Selena Katz says the conventions reinforced her pro-Clinton view. And she says Trump's post-convention criticism of the Khan family, whose Muslim American son died fighting in Iraq, solidified her negative view of the Republican nominee.
When he talked about what his sacrifices were, they were all business dealings. They had nothing to do with the loss of a child serving in the military to defend the United States.
Less than 30% of New Hampshire voters view Trump favorably. 60% view him unfavorably. In fact, he's a bit more unpopular today than he was 3 months ago when WBUR conducted its last New Hampshire poll. Clinton, on the other hand, has improved somewhat on this score, but she's still far from beloved. 45% have a positive view of her, but the same percentage of voters have a negative view of her. So there are still lots of people in New Hampshire ready to vote against her. Among them, Bill Lauer, a Republican who owns a small farm in Swansea, New Hampshire, who's voting for Trump.
I do not want to see Hillary get in at all costs. Because Hillary Clinton is going to basically continue the agenda of the current administration.
Lauer represents another key finding in the poll. He's among the large majority of New Hampshire voters who think the U.S. and the world are much less safe today than they have been in recent years. So he's drawn to Trump as the law and order candidate. But Lauer says Trump's criticism of the Khan family went too far. And he says sometimes he'd like to tell his candidate to just shut up.
A lot of his advisors have told him that in the past, and he goes on to do and say whatever he wants. He'll get away with it. Ultimately, the people that are standing by Trump And the people that will vote for Trump are voting for, ultimately, they're voting for a change. And that's what's going to get them elected.
The WBUR poll also found the presidential contest is having a big effect on New Hampshire's Senate race between the incumbent Republican, Kelly Ayotte, and the Democrat, Governor Maggie Hassan. According to the poll, Hassan now leads by 10 points in a race that could determine which party will control the Senate.
There's a very close relationship between votes for Kelly Ayotte and Donald Trump.
Again, Steve Cazella of Mass Inc. Polling.
Their support is sort of locked together. And with the direction that Donald Trump seems to be heading in, I think Kelly Ayotte's task is to somehow decouple those two.
That has proved difficult for Ayotte, who's put herself in the awkward position of not explicitly endorsing Trump while saying she will support the Republican nominee in November. Over the weekend, in a rebuke to Trump, Ayotte defended the Kahn family, which prompted the Republican nominee to lash out at her. Trump told the Washington Post that Ayotte is weak and has given him zero support. He also said he's doing great in New Hampshire. This latest poll suggests otherwise, and that at least for now, New Hampshire poses a challenge for both Trump and Ayotte. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.